On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me.
First day of Christmas. Christmas is really great to me. Boy, we're done in a high tree, see the pear tree. On the third day of Christmas, my truck gave to me. Hence, in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. And a partridge in a pear tree. Fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 5 gold rings. 5 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. 6 geese a laying. Rings. 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, a partridge in a pear tree. On the 7th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a swing, 6 geese a laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 8th day of Christmas, his true love gave to me 8 maids of milking, 7 swans of swimming, 6 geese of laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids milking, 7 swans swimming, 6 geese laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me is 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids milking, 7 swans swimming, 6 geese laying, 5 golden rings, 4 calling gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a milking, 7 swans swimming, 6 geese a laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree. And a 12th day on the 12th day Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 lords a leaping, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping, 9 ladies dancing, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 calling birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree! Thanks. Thank you!
Okay. Very nice.
Thank Verizon's best 5G.
Nicely done.
Are we recording right now?
Batman came out in 1939. Two of the most famous writers. One was the creator. One was the one that drew him. And,
I really forgot about that.
Batman is known to, for years, to save the city from crime.
But what's the name of the city that he protects?
Gotham City. No matter how Batman does crime, he always saved the city from justice.
Yeah, but did he always have a partner? Or did not happen
until
later on?
Batman had a sidekick known as Robin, which, yes. He was created in 1940. Let's see. Bob Kane and Bill Finger debuted in issue 27 of the comic book Detective Comics on March 30th of 1939. In DC Universe, Batman in his alias of Bruce Wayne, worthy American playboy. What's that word? All I know is he saved the. He's had so many crimes for justice. I mean,
look, a lot of the most famous crimes he had was fighting Two-Face and the Riddler in Batman Forever, and that's when Robin showed up to be Batman's sidekick in the fight because Two-Face killed Robin's family at the circus.
It's true. I mean, he didn't realize. I mean, Robin had a choice of either being lonely without a family or joining someone that's been saving the city for years.
Yes, he may have been saving the city for years, but we all gotta realize that the only reason he joined with Batman was because he wanted revenge in the beginning.
Good to know, Dave, we have a commercial. But other than that, I mean, Batman has the most famous criminals like the Joker
and Penguin,
the Riddler,
Mr. Freeze,
Poison Ivy,
Scarecrow, Bane,
and there's one more.
Batman do has a grounded, crash, and slam.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, that's not correct. Sorry. We're not talking about Mario.
No Mario today.
I think the most crime, I think the most time he's actually faced is probably the Joker, because Joker and him do not like each other.
But you also gotta realize there was a weird relationship happening on set between one hero and one villain.
Oh, what about the villain in the cartoon? He's faced the bat.
Well, you're gonna have to talk about the cartoon because I don't know squat about the cartoon. So that's on.
Well, they didn't have it in the actual movies that they had it in the cartoon. They have, I mean, that you, we were right about the most famous criminals, but we forgot about the famous bat, which he's known to what?
Hey,
he has that screech.
Like I said, I never saw the cartoon, so
I never saw a cartoon.
But people really thought,
I never thought a cartoon.
When you look at Batman, what is going on with the city? He's been known to save the city every time.
I remember.
Every time you save the city, something happens. I mean,
yes.
When the Riddler, no, the Two-Face and Riddler work together, he's faced the most sidekicks of Riddler and Two-Face, which he's had little sidekicks on for his doing. I mean, especially with Mr. Freeze, he's had so many sidekicks.
Well, technically, the third sidekick did not show up until like towards the end of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I love Batman to save the city for a reason. I mean, he's.
But if you actually look at the movie, there was actually a backstory that no one thought of. No one actually understood why. In the beginning, why he became Batman.
I mean, there were so many actors that have known to actually be Batman, like Adam West,
George Clooney,
Christian Bale, and the most famous person, Ben Affleck.
Well, you can say that for yourself, but for me, I have to go with George Clooney. He was the best Batman by far.
Yeah.
He actually took the role and made it his own.
All right, now, what's all this talk about? George Baloney? What is his name? What? Baloney? George Baloney. Come on. Come on, guys. Really? Come on. All right, guys. It's time for a little reality check here. Little reality check.
Who's Batman?
Who is Batman?
I have no idea.
Who's Batman? Who is he?
Let me tell you. There can only be one. Batman. You know, only one real Batman.
Please tell me.
And I'm here to set it straight.
Who is
for you right now.
Who is Batman?
Hey, guys. I'm Batman. Right here. Here I am. I'm Batman. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't think so, but I am telling you, I am the Batman. Oh, nama, 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 Batman. You know the song, yeah? Yeah, that's my song. They wrote that song for me. Because I'm the Batman. Oh, yeah, I'm the Batman. Woo-hoo! Here I go. Whoa, bat signal coming up. Ah, there it is, flying above the building. Woo, Gotham City, I'm the Batman. Woo, woo, look out. Batman coming for you, bad guys. Oh, yeah, you better look out, because I am the Batman. Oh, yes, sir. Whoa, all right now. You better be good, because I'm watching you. I'm watching you. I'm the Batman. Oh, no, 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 no,
no. Dashing through the snow on a pair of broken skis. Over fields we go, crashing into trees. Ow, ouch, ow. Snow gets in my eye. I think I'm gonna cry. I woke up in the old Batcave with Batman standing by. Woo! Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away. Hey! Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away.
The Joker got away, but couldn't get too far. He didn't see the webs, and now he's seeing stars. Spider-Man is cool,
cool.
He goes to my school,
school.
Iron Man is super rich, and Loki is a fool.
right.
Oh, jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile off the wheel and Joker got away.
Yeah.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile off the wheel and Joker got away.
Batman has to poop, that's why he smells so bad. The only thing that's worse is the bathroom of my dad. Now write Santa my name, he'll bring a video game. I want Minecraft or Fortnite, or bring me both of them.
Woo! Jingle bells, Batman spells, Robin laid an egg. The Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away. And the jingle bells are begging me for water. Yeah, the Batmobile lost the wheel and Joker got away.
Batman.
How doing, Metal Jim?
I'm good.
As a chef at Mohawk Talent Show Auditorium?
No.
Drums and electric guitar?
Excellent!
I love guitars.
Who's the greatest guitar?
I have no idea!
Eddie from Van Halen.
Deputy Van Halen?
Oh, that's good band. Master Day, Metal Jim.
I don't know.
Metal Jim, heavy metal. Heavy metal music. Heavy metal music.
I'm a heavy metal.
Heavy metal. Heavy metal.
These are
heavy
metal.
Yeah.
Heavy
metal.
Heavy
metal.
Metal. Metal to pedal.
And pedal.
How's that?
I have no idea.
I'm thinking about one. How about Metallica? Metallica. Yeah.
Metal. Metallica.
They are.
Metallica.
Metallica.
Metallica. Metallica.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And that's from AC/DC.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Name that tune. Come on. Can you name that tune?
Three notes.
Josh, we can't hear you. No, I think that was it.
Iron Maiden? Excellent! Execute them. Bogus. Excellent!
Bogus.
The incredible Dr. Steel. You've got Big Jim and Big Jeff hacking across the land. Stopped cold by a gleaming hand of the incredible Dr. Steel. With rugged face and strange tattoo, you make him break a bar in two. Make Big Jim and Big Jeff strike a blow. Is he friend or is he foe? The incredible Dr. Steel. Big Jim Safari Outfit, Big Jim, Big Jeff, and the incredible Dr. Steel, each sold separately from Mattel.
Don't you mean Metallica? Wait a minute. Hey, wait a minute. This is Christmas. How about some Christmas metal? How about some Christmas metal? A little jolly, a little jingle, a little metal. Heavy metal. That's what I'm talking about. Willows. Here we go.
Heavy metal. Hey, Jim.
Hey, what?
What do you have for lunch? Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Metal sandwich. Don't break your teeth. Here we go.
Wom-pom-pom.
Oh,
that's fit to give the king a rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum, rum-pum-pum-pum. Shall I play for you a rum-pum-pum-pum on my drum?
And today I'll be talking about my Vegas trip.
Hi, this is DJ Pat, and today I'll be talking about...
Hi, this is DJ Pat, and today I'll be talking about my Las Vegas trip.
Las Vegas trip.
I'll be talking about my Las Vegas trip.
So, in Vegas, I stayed at the Wheel Hotel, which was a cowboy hotel. While I was in there, everybody at the hotel was dressed like a cowboy, and I was so cool, and they had a big flat screen TV in there where I watched bull riding. The bulls were bouncing people around, so I was just so excited and interesting. And we also walked down the Vegas Strip at night. I was all lit up and beautiful, and I saw the Eiffel Tower there, and that was so cool. And I saw a big waterfall that shoots way, way, way up in the air at the Blasio Hotel. And the next day, I took a day trip to the Zion National Park in Utah, which was gorgeous. Yeah, it was just all deserts and all big, huge, Rocky Mountains there. We went through this one tunnel that goes right through the big Rocky Mountains. I looked down, and we were so high up. I was like, wow, we are high up. This is nuts.
I stayed back at the hotel.
Yeah, you stayed back, Mickey.
I take back a devil way too much.
I know you gamble a lot, Mickey, and I gambled too. I won $75 on a dollar slot machine. I was happy.
Do you lose all your money?
No.
No, I gave some money.
I saved my money.
We went to a buffet way past.
Yeah, we went to American and Chinese buffet, and I had General Tso's chicken pork fried rice, and I had pizza and vanilla ice cream, and that's pretty much it.
I have pizza salad and all those ice cream.
That sounds good, Mickey.
Yeah.
What else do you have, Mickey?
We have chicken wings.
Chicken wings?
Yeah, at the buffet.
Yes. And I had brisket there, and that was good.
What's brisket?
4 slices.
What is it?
It's beef. Smoked beef.
Is it all gone?
Yeah, it's all gone. I ate it all.
What else do you have?
I had pork fried rice, too, and a little bit of spaghetti.
Do we have pasta?
Yeah, they had tomato sauce with it.
Did you have sauce on it?
Yeah, a lot of extra tomato sauce on it. It was so good.
Was it so good?
And extra meatballs and extra hamburger.
All gone.
What kind of sauce?
Marinara sauce.
Any left?
Any left?
There was a little bit left.
Can I have some?
You'd have some. I'll pay you some next time.
Yeah. Bring me some.
I'll pay a whole bunch, Jim. I promise.
What?
How would the airplane ride? The airplane ride walkie, right?
So, okay. And on the way to Vegas, I went on the airplane ride. Mm-hmm. On the way there, the airplane ride was nice and smooth and peaceful. But on the way back home to Hartford, Connecticut, on the landing airport, the airplane was a little bit shaky, a little bit in turbulence on the way home because it was so windy.
Walkie, too.
It was walkie and bumpy flight too on the way home.
I tried to sleep on the way home, and the guy went into me.
I know, it was so bumpy. I was a little bit nervous. I started sweating and stuff. It was a little bit crazy.
Do you crash?
No.
We crashed into Fairtrot.
No crashes.
And we don't eat on the way home because we don't want to buy food at the airplane.
I don't want to buy food on the airplane because food costs money. So on the way back, I stopped at McDonald's. I got some hamburger, french fries, and that was nice.
What kind of drink? I just have McDonald's.
I had Coke Zero, buddy.
If I make it, have a drink for McDonald's.
No, I don't eat at McDonald's.
You didn't eat at McDonald's. You're not eating McDonald's.
That sounds good.
I had McDonald's last night.
What do you have for McDonald's, Jim?
Big Mac.
Yummy. What do you put on a Big Mac?
Ketchup.
Ketchup and what else?
Metal sauce.
Metal sauce. Yummy.
Yeah.
Pat, do you want to talk more about the trip?
Yes, Mickey.
We went to the Bat Bell.
And when I went to Zion Park, it took me like 3.5 hours to get there and 3.5 hours on the way back. And yeah, it was a nice, relaxing ride. I loved it. The whole ride there was just all desert, all mountains and stuff. It was just gorgeous.
Did you see any black bear at the park?
No, I did not see no black bears there.
Did you see any black bear at the hotel?
No.
A black bear tried to eat you on the way to the hotel?
No, he did not. The black bear did not eat me, but he almost did, but I kicked his butt.
Okay.
I didn't see no scorpions.
Did you see any scorpions?
No, I did not see any scorpions, but maybe next time, no.
Did you see Batman at the hotel?
I didn't see no Batman either.
Did you go to the pool?
I didn't go to the pool because the pool was closed for a season.
Oh, okay.
And we...
That's it.
We went to a Black Bear Diner. We had breakfast there, and their breakfast was so good. It was very fancy. I loved it.
And then somebody hit my coffee and all over the table.
Hey, Patrick.
I know Mickey spills iced coffee.
Patrick.
Jim.
Mark did that. I don't know why he did that.
What is that bear thing?
Black Bear is the Western want.
Why does he call him a black bear?
They just gave it that name for some reason. And they have like a statue. They have like a statue of a black bear inside, which is very nice and very cool.
Not a dinner, right, Pat?
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, yes. That's pretty much it. DJ Pat signing out.
DJ Mitt, you find out.
Wow. Great. Awesome.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's a making a list, he's a checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's a naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's a-making a list, he's a-checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's a naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm a-telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, I am DJ Fox. It's about 10 facts about Christmas. Number one, Santa Claus needs to travel to 822 home per second to travel presents on Christmas Eve. The Santa Claus needs to travel to 822 home per second to travel presents to children on Christmas Eve, including to Bev position on the internet. This means he travel at 2.3 million miles. 650 miles second over a period of 1 hour to 9.8 million homes with children celebrate Christmas.
And what else, KC?
Okay, number two. No, with Santa Tracker starting in the 1950s after an accident phone a call from a child looking for Santa.
And when he got into this car accident, did he get badly hurt or was he okay?
He'd be hurt.
I hope he's okay.
Okay, and next, number three, the Santa Claus had a postcard and a king, ho, ho, ho.
Cool, I love sports cars. Sports cars are cool, and ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
Jingle Bells was never written as a Christmas songs.
Jingle Bells is one of my favorite Christmas songs too. I love it, buddy. Singing. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Home is fun, is to wide warmers. Open say, hey. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Okay.
Home is fun, is wide to open say.
And the next one is, number five. The Santa Claus is based on a real person.
Cool. I knew Santa Claus was based on a real person. I love Santa Claus. He's an incredible guy.
Really, Pat?
Really, Pat?
Mickey.
But it says there are a lot of Christmas located real walkers.
Cool. I love quiz walkers. Those are beautiful.
Number seven, the tin seal was oaken made from a real saver.
Yeah, he was a real saver, and I love that. That was very nice of him.
Number eight. The rule of the red-nosed reindeer was evolved by a implement sewer.
I know, I heard about that. I love the Rudolph Reynolds reindeer. Those reindeer are so cute.
Number nine.
Nine.
KFC is the trending Christmas dinner in Japan.
I love Christmas dinner. So good. My favorite is ham or turkey.
You know, I've heard about that. I've heard about how popular KFC is in Japan. They don't
KFC
eat
is so popular in Japan. Wow.
They don't eat the turkey, though. It's KFC.
I know. I heard
chicken
about that.
Dinner.
KFC don't eat no turkey. Chicken
winter,
dinner.
Winter chicken dinner in the KFC.
Winter chicken dinner in KFC.
KFC is what is the dinner of choice, isn't
dinner
it?
Dinner of choice,
Japan.
KFC in Japan.
For Christmas time.
For Christmas
Santa
time
Claus
in Japan.
Is like a, he's like a celebrity.
Famous celebrity.
And who is it? Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders is like Santa Claus in Japan.
Yeah, and he's wonderful in Japan.
Wonderful in Japan.
Japan.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
Create the imagining of Santa Claus with no way.
I heard about that. Santa Claus loves Coca-Cola. I love Coca-Cola, too, in my favorite. I love Coke Zero. That's the best.
He opened a turkey. He had turkey every night.
He had turkey every night for Christmas and for supper and breakfast.
Yeah.
Oil turkey. And oil cookies, too. Extra oil cookies.
Yeah.
yep. That's all. This is TJ Watson sound off. Merry Christmas, everyone, and Happy New Year's. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year's.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Saint Nicholas soon would be there.
The children were nestled all snug in their wee little beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their wee little heads.
Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, threw open the sash.
Then, what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer.
mounted their needles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer, now Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, dash away, dash away, dash away, dash away all.
So up to the housetops the coursers they flew with a sleigh full of toys.
And St. Nicholas too.
And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof all the clattering noise
of his galloping hoofs.
All bundled in fur from his head to his foot.
His clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot.
I drew in my head and was turning around
when down the chimney he came with a bound. A bag full of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a little old peddler just opening his pack.
They twinkled so gay.
His dimples, how merry were they.
His cheeks were like roses when kissed by the sun.
His nose like a cherry, all wrinkled with fun.
And his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow.
The beard on his chin was as white as the snow.
The stump of a little old pipe he held tight in his teeth.
And the smoke went around and around and around his head like a wreath.
Oh, he was so jolly and plump. A right jolly old, jolly old elf.
And I laughed, and I laughed, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself.
He had a broad face
and a little round belly.
Oh. That shook when he laughed
like a bowl full of jelly.
He gave me a wink of his eye and a twist of his head.
A chuckle and a smile I knew all the while I had nothing to dread.
He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk, and laying a finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod up the chimney, he rose.
Right to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, Merry drove out of sight.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all good night.
Wish everybody one happy Christmas.
Really, Dana? And Merry
Turkey Merry and Happy New Year. Christmas. That's it.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Have a wonderful New Year and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, here we go now.
Merry Christmas to all.
Merry Christmas to all of you.
Merry Christmas to all. Merry Christmas. Nice sweep.
Very sweep.
Where's Jim? Jim. Where is he? Jim. Where are you? Please. Jim. Get on the microphone.
Happy Christmas and a Happy New Year's. Metal Jim. So you know.
And this is DJ Pat. Happy Christmas to all of you, and I hope you have a wonderful New Year, everybody. And DJ Pat, sign off.
I'm DJ Layla signing off. 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 And Santa, hey Santa, I've been good.
Wee Dana.
Ho ho ho.
That's it. DJ Layla signing
off. Let me tell you something.
Merry Christmas.
This is Santa Claus.
I'm Santa Claus.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all of you guys.
Hope you've all been good because I'm coming to town.
I've been good. Don't worry, Santa.
We're
not there. I've been with Toto. If I'm not good, I'll get a huge trash bag full of coal if I'm not good, so I better be good. If I'm good, I'll get all goodies and stuff, and I'll be happy. Toto with pizza for the
hour. Now is the caroling season, the holly and the bell, of feasting and good reason, Noel now sing Noel. La la la, la la la.
Christmas has begun, ringing out the message everywhere that there is Christmas near me. Snowflakes dream.